Aw, shucks, PETA fights for oysters' rights and push for veganism. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on June 9, 2019. In its new crusade for veganism, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, has rushed to the defense of oysters and other bivalves, insisting they should be respected and never eaten. Oysters are never vegan, PETA announced in a short video presentation on Twitter Saturday. Bivalves are animals that deserve our consideration and should never be eaten or used in any other way. In its attempt to tug at the heartstrings of possible sympathizers, PETA underscored the cruelty with which oysters are treated just to feed undeserving human beings. Their shells are torn open and their bodies are cut up, the video proclaimed. Oysters can sense danger and hide inside their shells. They also play an important role in the ocean by feeding on bacteria and filtering water, it stated. Did you know that some can live to be hundreds of years old? Oysters and other bivalves are animals who deserve our consideration. Hashtag World Oceans Day pic.twitter.com/gmfhcxcblq. PETA, at PETA, June 8, 2019. Yet oysters are not the only victims of vicious human consumption, PETA announced. Bivalves, or animals who have bodies enclosed by a shell, include mussels, scallops, and clams, PETA said, and all of these should be respected rather than eaten. Some bivalves have eyes all over their bodies. Some live to be hundreds of years old. And some swim away when threatened, like this one, startled by the camera, PETA said, referring to a scallop that can be seen moving through the water by fits and starts. PETA's push for oysters' rights formed part of its commemoration of World Oceans Day, celebrated on Saturday. On Friday, the animal rights group pushed a similar message, insisting that fishing is a cruel sport, because fish feel pain, while urging all anglers to become vegans. Fish are sentient individuals who feel pain, PETA stated in a tweet Friday. Invading an animal's natural habitat, harassing them, killing them, and eating them for fun is so cruel. Don't go fishing this summer, or ever, PETA commanded. The further down the food chain PETA moves in its prohibitions, however, the less options will be open to humans. Once lettuce also becomes worthy of respect rather than appetite, say goodbye to the human race. Follow @WilliamsRome.